Our guest this evening, and Bob is bringing the guest on and contacting the guest as I speak. It's 2 o'clock in the morning her time. Actually, it took a while to figure that out because of the various daylight savings time and when was daylight savings time instituted in the United Kingdom, and looking these things up on the internet, we finally figured out that both Florida and the United Kingdom are in daylight savings time, which means, in fact, there is a five-hour difference between us. So Chantel Pierre, in fact, will be joining us shortly. Bear in mind that it is 2 a.m. Chantel's time, and she's expecting Bob to wake her up. Chantel, welcome to Strictly Confidential.
Hello, teacher.
Oh, sweetheart,
how are you?
I'm fine. And can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you.
Wonderful.
Well, thank you, Chantel, for inviting me onto your show.
I am delighted to have you on the show. I am absolutely delighted, and I was thrilled when our friend Glenn Rivera, who I'm now calling the executive director of talent bookings for Strictly Confidential, in any case, I was thrilled when Glenn told me that he had the artist who did Instant Love on. I said, Glenn, no, I have been looking for that track since the early 80s when I played it in some clubs in Portland, Oregon. And it was one of the tracks that got lost along the way. So many times vinyl has a way of escaping. And I have been looking for a copy forever since then, for what, 20 years now, almost 30
Good
years?
Lord.
And I couldn't believe it. I am thrilled to have you on the show.
Thank you very much, Peter. It's quite exciting for me as well after all this time, you know, to be on the show.
Yes, well, you are certainly not forgotten, Chantel. Now, Chantel, how do you grow up? How does a little girl who grew up in England manage to make it all the way to the United States on my turntable in the early 80s on the RCA label? Did you start out in a musical family? Do you have theater experience? What led you in this direction? This blows me away.
We did start off quite musically because we went off to boarding school when I was very young, and they veered towards the arts. It was one of these PNEU schools, and just my siblings and I were in there, and a couple of other people, and they veered really towards the arts. Like, we always learned about artists, and we'd listen to classical music, we'd play classical music, you know, on violin, cello, and all these different instruments. And then also we'd go off to stage school, to Barbara Speed School, and do tap and ballet, you know, the usual thing. But,
wow.
I mean, it's just quite long ago now, so it's a bit hard to sort of remember everything.
Was it your family that pushed you in that direction, tell us about your brothers and sisters in the family? Did you all lean that way?
No, not really. Well, my brother's he does sculpting with marble. My sister was an actress. She has a website on the internet, I found the other day. And my other sister used to play the cello, but unfortunately, she's got arthritis now, so she can't really carry on doing it. But really,
so
I mean,
in fact, you do come from a very creative family. Then
but we haven't kept on pursuing things. You know, we've had different things happen to us, so we've had to let go of some of our creativeness.
Well, Chantel, as you got a little older, were you involved in the dance scene? Did you like to go to the dance clubs? And what was the scene like in your town? Are you, in fact, from Wimbledon?
Yes, I am. Yes, I'm from Wimbledon. I live here still. The dance scene was, I used to listen to all sorts of different music when I was young, you know, and dance to it. I mean, it was all happening, I think, at that time. And disco was part of it. And, I mean, getting into the, you know, the disco music was, it was quite strange, actually, because I knew this guy called Matthew, who was a hairdresser, who obviously knew Trevor Vallis. and Trevor Vallis was looking for a singer to front Instant Love. So I went along there, and he seemed to like me, and then RCA signed me up. And that was it, really, basically.
I see. So Chantal, you met Trevor and were quickly signed to no less than RCA Records, which is certainly no small accomplishment. People try to get signed on big labels for many, many years. What did you think of that? Were you shocked?
Well, yes, I was shocked at the time, but I don't know. I suppose I was a bit blasé about it at the time. But I was very excited about it at the same time. But I suppose my life went in a different direction.
Well, Chantal, go ahead.
No, I just, I went off, while I was under contract, I remember going off to India at some point. And I think when I came back from India, I didn't really want to continue. Because I saw so much poverty and everything over there, you see.
I see. Well, Chantal, on the record covers of both Extraterrestrial Lover and also the record cover for Instant Love, Chantal, you are a strikingly beautiful woman. My stars, you are a knockout.
Thank you.
I know I'm no longer a knockout, so I figure that we've all have a few miles. But I've got to ask you, what was it like being a beautiful woman on an album cover and on RCA Records? Did you perform live? Did you have fan club? What was that like?
I did do a few gigs live. I remember doing, and I think I went off to Holland at some point and did a video there, but. As I say, nothing really came of it. And I'm just really surprised that on the other side of the Atlantic, this record was played. You know, I mean, I had no idea about this. And if it wasn't for the internet and Glenn Rivera, I wouldn't have known anything.
You mean to this day you didn't realize? You didn't know until recently that it was even played here?
Exactly. I just thought it came into the charts in London, and I think it got really, it didn't go very well in the charts. And I just thought, well, that's it, you know, hasn't got anywhere, finished, you know, it's not going anywhere, and that's it. I really didn't think anyone had heard about it. And Dick
Go ahead.
Sorry, you go ahead.
Oh, I was just saying, I will never forget the song "Instant Love." Actually, it was I thought it was beautiful, and in a striking sort of an electronic music way. Your vocals and the actual lyrics are, if you listen to them, are actually beautiful.
I do like the music. Actually, I've been listening to the music because I have actually got a copy of it. But I was listening to the music on the computer the other day, and I thought, Trevor Vallis is really good, isn't he?
Chantal, Glenn is an expert at setting so many of these wonderful old tracks to video.
Yeah.
What movie did he choose to go with Instant Love? And I think he did Extraterrestrial Lover recently, too.
Yes, he did. The first movie was, I don't know, I think it's Starman or something. It's with Zsa Gabor.
Ah.
Instant Love to that. And the next, I think the Extraterrestrial Lover was by Starman with Jeff Bridges or someone. And Karen Allen.
I see.
Yeah. That was it, yeah. I'm getting confused.
And these are posted on YouTube. How did you happen to come across these?
Well, a few months ago, my cousin rang me out of the blue and said, "You're on YouTube." And it was another blog. Somebody else had put me up there. And I got quite a few listeners. And suddenly it was taken off the air. And I thought, oh, well, that's gone. And then somebody else rang me up and said, "You're back on." So that was it, really.
I'll be darned. I wonder if RCA got involved and wanted the audio removed. You know, it's a shame the way the record companies are such villains. That the songs so many of this old music is available nowhere on the planet, yet if someone has the audacity to mix it with a video or to release a remix of it, the record companies seem to be very upset. How do you feel about that as an artist?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I thought they would have been upset after all these years because they haven't done anything with it. But then I don't know. I don't know how these things work.
Chantal, I want to ask about, without getting into dollar figures, compensations. We have so many artists that we talk to on this show, and their first records were huge hits, yet they received not a dime. Were you compensated at all? I hope you were.
I had a very good contract if I stayed for the 3 years, but I didn't. So I didn't get what I was supposed to, I suppose. But then that was my own fault and my own choice. You know, I went off and I had children, so to me that was more important in a way.
I see. Did you meet someone in the record business? Is that how you met your husband when you had the kids and all?
Sort of, yeah.
Okay.
Sort of
is just fine. Chantal, we have Glenn Rivera on the line for you. Glenn, welcome to Strictly Confidential.
Peter, hello, Sylvia.
Hi, Glenn.
I should say Chantal.
So, how are Peter, you?
I'm doing very well, Chantal. Thank you. The reason I was calling in, Peter, is I wanted to thank Chantal on the show. She was quite very, very, very helpful in regards to getting herself, you know, getting to know me and also getting to know Peter and the show and being a part of the show now. And this is, as for most of those DJs that know all the underground music and have played it and have loved it, and not much like the I Will Survive or the Last Dances of the Disco period, this is music that was kind of the bottom of the barrel when you're looking for music. And when you found something that was this well, it was kind of like a gem for you. You held it very close to you. And this is actually a song that was referred to me by my brother who lived in San Francisco at the time and would send me postcards and note at the very bottom of the postcards which songs were climbing really big in the clubs. And he did note Instant Love, and that's how I got acquainted with the song and fell in love with it instantly, of course, pardon the pun on that, but fell in love with it right away. And, of course, Extraterrestrial Love was following that, and that's pretty much how I got to know Chantal's music. And I've been in love with the music ever since. So this is a very big thrill for me to actually get to know her and find out a little bit more about her, because I believe that there's some energy she put into the song that made it what it is today.
Well, Glenn, I would have to agree with you. Instant Love was one of those tracks that you basically you end up. I originally ended up with it out of the record pool, we get so many stacks of records from the record pool. It takes a while to get through them, but it was one of those very special songs that you just couldn't ignore. Instant Love, for whatever reason, was not something that you just. It took the right moment to play it, but nonetheless, it was not the sort of record that you just said, no, not going to do it, don't like this. It was just wonderful music.
And that's pretty much And that's pretty much, Peter, how I feel about it, where it always reminded me of something like Donna Summer's I Feel Love. It was sensual, it flowed very beautifully, the vocals matched the music perfectly. It was almost like a kind of a galactic, futuristic feel, and the vocals kind of floated over the music. And I was talking to Chantal about the music, how Trevor Vallis was ingenious to how he created the arrangement and had the way the breaks flowed. And on an Extraterrestrial Lover, he uses some kind of keyboard that sounds very similar to a music box, the little player instead of when you open a music box that plays. Like little strokes of that, and it's ingenious because it creates a very trance, almost like an early trance, like in 79 there was no such thing as trance music, dance music, but it's very similar to that feel. It has a very, it kind of pulls you into it. It creates kind of like a very relaxing effect over you. And, of course, with her vocals over that, it makes it get classic because it flows beautifully. And those of us, the DJs that know disco music and know what disco music's about, and we've experienced many different artists and producers creating it, we're able to kind of appreciate a little bit more and actually find a little bit more in the music. And I think this is the kind of example. That's why it's such a thrill to have her here and ask her to let her know what the music has done. That's real important to me also for the people that, the artists that have a big part in it, that they know that they're appreciated and that they're still, the music's still alive out there. Although it might have been many years, they're still being appreciated. So that's what it means to me.
Oh, thank you, Glenn. That's lovely.
Oh, you're so welcome, Shani. Thank you.
Thank you, Glenn. Thank you.
Well, Peter, I'm going to thank you for the conversation.
And thank you so much for alerting Chantal and getting her on the getting the that little detail worked out about the calling. Thank you, Glenn.
You're welcome, Peter. Have a good time, Chantal.
Thank you, Glenn. I'll speak to you soon.
All righty. Good night now.
Okay.
Good night, Glenn.
Night.
Chantal, Glenn has been instrumental in putting this show on the map musically. He has set up for us so many incredible music guests from way back in the day that everyone has completely lost track of. And indeed,
yeah.
You are quite a find because Chantal, if you Google your name, or there are very, very few references to you on the internet. You are very much an enigma and very difficult to find out anything about. I'm thrilled that you were able that you got in touch with Glenn.
Thank you, Peter. That's very, very nice of you.
Chantal, I remember vividly an evening back in the early 80s, I was playing at a club called The Zoo in Portland,
yeah.
Oregon, and somehow or another, I had two copies of Instant Love. So when a DJ has two copies of anything, you know they cannot resist playing with it. And so it sort of goes, the nature of the beast. I remember starting Instant Love. It was the middle of the week. It was like a medium-sized crowd there, and there were people dancing. And interestingly enough, it fit beautifully. The for whatever reason, the song was just magic. The dance floor packed. With Instant
wow.
Love, and it's hard to put my finger on it, to put my finger, because there's so many anthems from back in the day that you could always count on packing a dance floor. That it was quite an evening. Actually, the evening went very, very well from there. And also at the same time, having two copies, I began phasing the two albums together. You no doubt know about DJs who do that sort of thing when
yes.
they just can't resist. Well, it was a magical phasing, because it was one of those things where when the pitch controls were set, somehow or another, they were magically set exactly the same. And I'd be darned if that song didn't phase for about 5-6 minutes. There was a DJ who was working as a bartender that night. He sort of worked catching a few extra bucks. His name is Timmy Feller. He's no longer with us now, but I remember he looked up at the DJ booth and his jaw had dropped, because it's like, how can you be phasing this long? And I guess gave him a shrug. I had no idea, but magic things like that did happen. Sylvia, were you influenced by the Italo disco? We've heard so much wonderful Italo disco here that most of us haven't heard by way of Alex Natikin, who's also referred to us by Glenn. What was that like over there?
The metallic disco, did you say?
The Italo, European, really. It's not really all from Italy, but for whatever reason, we keep calling it Italo over here. Italo disco.
Oh. I really don't know, Peter.
I don't
know what that refers to.
I see. There are so many. For example, one of the big ones was Fun Fun with Color My Love, and that was huge back in the day. I was wondering if you heard those or were influenced by them.
Back in the day, but I really don't remember much. I mean, it's 30 years ago.
Well, to us, it's
quite
like yesterday.
A long time ago. Yeah, I have trouble remembering yesterday.
Chantal, did you travel
oh, yes,
back
I
in
traveled.
The day?
I did. I went to a few places, and I did a bit of traveling. And then, of course, I have the children, and so I've been quite busy with them because I've got quite a few years between them all.
I see. Well, so, Chantal, did you travel singing the song when the song was at its peak?
No, No, I just did a few gigs in London, and I remember going to Holland and I think Scotland, and doing a gig there. But I didn't really travel that much, no.
Chantal, you in the same year, you came out with Extraterrestrial Lover, which I think was far more popular, actually, than Instant Love. How did you happen to come across that song? Did Trevor give that song to you, or have it written for you? How did that work?
Well, I think it was the writers, Bourne and Co., who actually wrote Instant Love. I think they wrote Extraterrestrial, if I remember correctly. And he had that there for me to sing on, you know.
Did you sing in a studio with live instruments? There's a lot of synthesis there.
No. He had a synthesizer and the keyboards and stuff, you know. There wasn't live musicians on there, to what I remember.
Wow. Those days were precious. And tell us how you came to record under the name Sylvia Love. I remember when Glenn first called me, he said, you would know her as Sylvia Love. And I said, yes, I remember the label. It was black. It said Sylvia Love on it. How did you record under that name?
Well, I was a bit skeptical about calling myself Sylvia Love because I wanted to keep my real name. But they said that there was a Chantal Pierre under RCA in France. But I really think that Instant Love and Sylvia Love, I mean, you know, it goes hand in hand, doesn't it? I suppose it was a setting point, you know, for them.
I see. Well, you know, back in that time, Chantal, of course, Donna Summer was huge. Were they trying to groom you to be a Donna Summer that originated from the United Kingdom, or what was the dynamic there with someone like Donna Summer?
No, I don't think they had that in mind. I don't think they referred that to me at all. In fact, I knew Donna. Well, my sister knew her well because they starred in Hair together in Munich many years ago. So I met Donna a couple of times back in the day. But I can't remember Trevor ever saying that to me, no.
I see. Well, that had to be interesting meeting Donna Summer there. Probably, I heard Giorgio Moroder's name mentioned along with your name.
Yeah, I met him in Munich, too, yeah. Yeah, he's a very nice chap, you know. I met him all those years ago. And in fact, I remember being in his studio while he was making that music to Midnight Express. So that was quite exciting for me.
I'll be darned. Well, it had to. Giorgio Moroder was just incredible. And I think every listener here has heard his music, whether they know his name or not. He was ubiquitous.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Yes.
Very, very good.
What a talent.
Yeah.
What a talent. Sylvia, or rather, Chantal, we have another legendary DJ on the line to speak with you. We have Mr. Larry Sanders on the line. Now, Larry Sanders comes to us from the Sandpiper fame on Fire Island, and Larry is one of the, first-generation DJs is, I think, the best way to put it. Larry, welcome to the show.
Hello, Peter.
Hi, sweetheart. Welcome. And we have Sylvia with us.
Sylvia.
Hello, Larry.
Hello. Hello. Welcome to America.
Thank you.
I wanted to ask you, and I'm probably cutting to the chase here, but actually, you know, while I was waiting, one of the questions that I had for you was actually presented, and that was your relationship musically to, or your influence by Giorgio and the Donna Summer sound that began in 1977, or with I Feel Love. Of course, her first album was way before that, I think 1974, but nonetheless, the Giorgio sound with I Feel Love. Were you actually influenced a couple years later by that music in 77?
Right. Was I influenced?
Yeah.
Well, not really, because I didn't write the song or anything. It was written for me.
I see. I think, you know, Glenn had mentioned also that, you know, there were some comparisons between the I Feel Love sound and your Instant Love and Extraterrestrial Lover tracks, that, you know, there were just there's similarities, and it's quite uncanny. But, you know, I had left New York in 78.
Yeah.
And moved to Detroit, and I built a record pool and provided music for 60 DJs, and I'm kind of, excuse my English, kind of pissed off because our record pool was never serviced with your music. And
I didn't hear that.
Excuse me?
Chantal, Larry was saying that he's upset because apparently
I'm just playing. I'm not really upset either.
Yeah, that the record pool in New York did not have the Instant Love track for whatever reason.
Well, the record pools in Detroit were not serviced, and I'm just wondering if your music, your song, these two songs in particular were, you know, because they got a rotation here in the clubs in America, and I'm just wondering what the channels were to get, you know, to get them to the turntables here in America. If it was actually your label RCA, it was RCA America.
It was London.
RCA London, England. Okay.
Yeah. But
I'm just kind of, you know, puzzled that such a great song did not get the play that it really deserves here in America.
Oh, thank you very much.
So nonetheless, 60 DJs in Motown never received your song, and so Motown missed a golden opportunity to be turning your record. And
maybe they didn't do enough. To promote it.
I'm sure our loss, and anyways, it would be great if to hear you do something anew.
I agree, Larry.
You know,
I agree absolutely.
You know, maybe the children are all grown up now, and you have a little free time to get back into the studio. I'm not pushing.
Maybe
you now.
They are, but maybe they're not.
Well, anyway, Sylvia, God bless you, and nice talking with you. And
God bless you, Larry. Thank you very much for calling.
Okay, you take care.
Thank you,
Larry.
You too.
Okay, good night now.
Good night.
Good night, sweetheart. And that was Mr. Larry Sanders calling from the San Francisco area. And Larry was pointing out that perhaps the East Coast did not see the Instant Love track in circulation through the DJ record pools. I was on the West Coast at the time playing, and I know Glenn Rivera was on the West Coast playing, so we were, in fact, exposed to it. Sylvia, do you mind if we I keep calling you Sylvia. I can't help it. It was on the album. It was on the label. Chantal, I really would like the listeners to hear Instant Love and of course, Extraterrestrial Lover in a little while, because your singing is absolutely beautiful. And in fact, you could compare it to Donna Summer because it's at least as good. I mean, you guys are so much on the same par. So let's run that 12-inch single, Bob. It's called Instant Love.
Okay.
Chantal, I have to laugh. I must tell you that in my wildest dreams, I never actually really expected to ever hear that song again because it was lost along the way, much less ever get to play it for people on a worldwide radio stream. This is really just my mind is spinning. It's hard to wrap my head around it. How long did it take you to? You're very welcome. Did you record that in one take? How long did it take for your work to actually for you to actually do that?
I think we did it in the studio one afternoon. I think so. Yeah.
I see. Was it just you and Trevor there, or was it a whole collection
Trevor
of people?
Trevor and the songwriters were there, and another person, I think. It's really, you know, I'm sorry, I can't remember what you want me to remember because it's so long ago.
You
know, it just seems a different world now, you know.
I see.
So
well, yes.
Passed by.
I see. Well, you know, the DJs, we never forget. We have a mindset that keeps us remembering so much of the music, and I'm delighted that it's still around. By the way, VJC, who is Victor, he runs Disco 935 in New York.
Uh-huh.
It's disco935.net, is in the chat room, and he has asked me to say hello to you, and that he is, I believe, running it now on Disco 935 from time to time.
Gosh, thank you. Hello.
You can check Victor out by going to disco935.net on the internet.
Disco935. Okay, fine. Thank you, Victor.
And Victor says that you sound so sexy. And Victor, if you've seen the album covers, it would just blow you away. How quickly after Instant Love did you release Extraterrestrial Lover? Well, how did that work?
I think that was a couple of months after, if I remember right, because it all happened in 1979. Both songs were in 1979, and then I think I went off to India in the October or the November of 79. So I think I was with them maybe about 6 months.
I see. And from your point of view, which was more fun to do? Did you have, between the two, which ones did you like best, and did you have a favorite?
I think I liked Instant Love back then best, but now I listen to Extraterrestrial, I quite like that one too.
Can you believe, looking back on it, that you even did this stuff, Chantal?
I can't believe it, and I can't believe what's come out of it either. You know, I mean, it's quite bizarre, really, isn't it? You know, I'm really happy about it. You know, I think it's really nice that it's all happening over there, you know, on the internet. And I mean, without the internet, I wouldn't have known anything.
Yes, it has.
Passed me by, I probably would have been buried without even knowing it had been played again.
Chantal, it has really connected some of the strangest people on the entire planet, I have to tell you. And it's such a joyful way. Chantal, we will run Extraterrestrial Lover, but what we'll do is we'll run that after we say goodnight, because I don't want you to wait on hold while we're running the track. I would rather talk to you for the time we have left. And also, just to let you know, we'll run that after we close. But we have a DJ from disco935.net I was just telling you about. Victor is on the phone for you. Victor, welcome to the show.
Hi, Peter. Hi, Chantal.
Hello, Victor.
Yeah, I figured since I was chatting with Peter on the chat area, I figured I'd call him myself and just and chime in and said hello.
Hello, it's very kind.
Obviously,
of you.
If it wasn't obviously if it wasn't for Glenn to send me these tracks a couple of last week, I would never know who you were or your sound or anything. But what I heard the first time I heard it, I said I got to play this on my station. So it's now in rotation on Disco 93.5 here in New York.
Wow, that's fantastic!
Okay.
Thank you very much, Victor.
You're welcome. And Obviously, I just wanted to just chime in on that. I know you don't have a lot of time. And just wish you luck in the future, and if you ever come out with any jams.
Oh.
Like I think it was Larry was saying, yeah. You come out of retirement.
I'll let you know.
Okay. Just like I said, real quick, I just wanted to congratulate you from the your two past, your work from the past. Obviously, like I said to Peter, and I was chatting with Glenn a little while ago, I got to just say that it's some great work that you did in the past, and it's unfortunate that it was never pushed here in New York. It's a shame. That's how the record business works.
Well, yes, unfortunately. Yeah.
And
but,
even us, for us DJs, same thing. And it's not what you know, it's who you know, in the whole nine yards, you know.
Yeah, I know. But thank you anyway for plugging it.
Right, so that's what I'm about. The Disco 93.5 thing is to keep the artists and the music alive from back in the day. And obviously, I'm a real DJ. That's why I run the station, because these big corporations won't play stuff like what we're playing right now. That stuff that Glenn sent me, your stuff. You gotta excuse me. It's about 10 o'clock. I'm a little tired myself, and over there it's about 2 or 3 in the morning.
That's
all right. So you have a good evening. Be listening to on Disco 93.5 for the cuts, and hopefully maybe I'll get some. Maybe get a push here and there. You never know.
All right. Thank you very much, Victor.
You're welcome, Chantal. Have a good night. Have a good night, Peter.
You too.
And Glenn, you're the best.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you, Victor. Chantal, what's it like hearing a DJ saying that your records are in rotation 30 years later?
Well, that's amazing. I'm really I'm very happy, actually. It really made my year.
Bless your heart. Chantal, there are people who are wondering about your kids. Now, Glenn is telling us that you have 3 girls. Is that right?
Yeah, I've got 3 lovely girls and 2 grandchildren.
Wow. And are they musically inclined? Are they going to be bringing out the next generation of dance music? What's up with them?
They like their music. They have diverse tastes, like I do. And the younger one, actually, she's the youngest of my 3 girls, is 10. And she's very much into singing. I think she'd like to be a pop star.
I'll be darned. Well, she certainly has come from a mother that could give her a few lessons. How do they react when you tell them about what it was like in the day and that your mother saying songs played all over the planet?
Well, to be quite honest with you, I didn't tell my eldest, who's 28 this year, until she was about 12, I think. I didn't really mention it to anyone, because I just think, well, the song was never heard. What's the point of mentioning I did it? So I've never really sort of, spoken about it at great length.
Well, bless your heart. You really did have no idea then about the fact that it was played. That's a shame. Huh. That's a shame, Chantal. That's the,
I'm
so glad that you found out. I see. Were you ever in any of the dance clubs in the United Kingdom when the song was actually playing to crowds? Did you ever observe crowds dancing to your music?
I did in London, central London. I don't remember the club, but I did get a very good reception on a couple of clubs I did there.
They
played the music and they were really dancing to it. They seemed to love it. It didn't evolve from there.
Chantal, did they know you were in the club at the time? Were you a guest in the club,
yes,
or did
yes.
you just have...
No, they knew I was in the club at that time because I worked with the RCA people.
I see. Do you recall the name of the club?
I really don't remember, Peter. I'm hopeless. I said to Glenn, you want to do an interview, but I don't really have much to say.
Well, part of the joy of this interview, of having you on, Chantal, is just to surprise you with actually the the depth of our sincerity when we say we're so glad to have found you. I mean, honest to goodness, where did you go?
Thank you so much, Peter. It's really, really kind of you. I appreciate that.
Well, Chantal, you've been a wonderful guest. We're nearing the time that we're going to be going over an hour, and it's nearing the top of this hour, and I know it's almost 3 a.m. there, and you do have a life other than doing radio interviews all night long. What is your morning like? Do you have the kids there? Do you have to get them off to school? What are your mornings like?
Well, my two youngest are with me, but the middle one, she's at college, so it's a younger one I have to take to school, and sometimes I pick up my grandson on the way and take him. So it's all a little bit hectic in the mornings.
Well, Chantal, it's very kind of you to stay up till 3 a.m. We have one question from the chat room. Glenn is asking, he wanted to know if you did live shows.
I did a couple, I think, of live shows, but there again, where did I do them? I mean, I'd have to go back and ask Trevor, and I doubt if he'd remember.
I see. Well, you know, this is going to cause a lot of thought. I believe that these things are going to start coming back to you after having been asked all these questions. I think that pretty soon this is all going to come back to you as in full perspective.
Do you think so?
I think so. I really do, Chantal. You know, once you start hearing the music and talking to people about things, tomorrow you'll remember 15 things that you didn't remember today, and the day after that you'll remember 15 more. And
okay, I trust in your words, Peter.
Chantal, the chat room has very much enjoyed you. They're saying that you're a gracious woman, and they're delighted to have heard from you, as myself and Larry Sanders and Glenn Rivera and Victor and all of the other DJs who are listening this evening.
Oh, thank you very much. I really like to say thank you to them all, and thank you for listening to the record, too.
Okay, thank you so much. And as soon as we hang up, we're going to run the full-length Extraterrestrial Lover. I just didn't want to keep you on the phone when we did that. And God bless you, Chantal. Hugs to the children,
Peter.
Too. And encourage the singer. We want more. Encourage the little girl who likes to sing, please.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Peter.
Okay. Good evening to you, and thank you, sweetheart. You're an excellent guest.
Thank you. Good evening.
And I'll be sure and get you a copy, send you a link to the audio archive of the show tomorrow, okay?
Oh, lovely. Thank you very much, Peter.
Thank you, and good night to you. Folks, that was Chantal Pierre, absolutely stunningly beautiful woman, came out with two huge underground hits back in 1979. We've played Instant Love for you, and didn't want to keep her on the line from the United Kingdom. Passed around 3 a.m. her time. After all, she does have a life and children to deal with in the morning. It was very gracious of her to join us. And Glenn, thank you so much. And so at this point, let's let the folks hear what her second hit was. This is also from 1979, also from the RCA label, also recorded under the name Sylvia Love, Extraterrestrial Love.
Extraterrestrial.
amazing. Just amazing. Sylvia Love, you done good. And encourage that daughter of yours, please, the one who is taking an interest and wants to be a pop star because she has the genes to do it. Chantal, please encourage her.